Ready, Lil?
Yep.
This
podcast
is
brought
to
you
by
Sunday
Cool
and
powered
by
Sunday.
Did you mess that up?
I did.
Whose fault was that?
Me.
Andrew!
As soon as I did it.
All right, go.
This
podcast
is
brought
to
you
by
Sunday.
No, you did it again.
Oh my goodness. There we go.
This
podcast
is
brought
to
you
and
powered
by
Sunday
Cool.
Please
watch
this
or
listen.
Hey guys, just real quick before we start the episode, listen, we are now in the new year. 2024 is here, and we want to be your one-stop shop for every event. That goes for your business, for your church, your VBS, whatever it may be.
I agree. Yes.
I don't know what he's saying, but hey, listen, I just want to encourage you to go to sundaycool.com to order all your custom merch, hats, stickers, shirts, hoodies, everything you could possibly need for your event can be done here at sundaycool.com.
Excuse me. I completely agree with everything Andy said. In fact, I'm proud of you, Andy. I'm proud of everything that you've accomplished. The one thing that I do wish is that you had your father.
You heard the man. I didn't. I have no idea what he's saying. But listen, sundaycool.com, love you guys. Now go back to the episode. Let's go.
You are just a boy without a father, and it makes me sad. It makes me sad that you grew up without him, and I do hope the best for you. But it's amazing of the man that you've become. Where do you go? sundaycool.com. Go now.
Andrew got Josh a gift.
Aww.
It's space stuff.
Space stuff.
Space stuff.
The guy said, check on your girlfriend, so.
Yeah. Okay. He says a little bit.
I don't want to hold it. There's aliens on it.
Ooh. No. There's, just hold it.
That's heavy.
It starts like.
Right? That surprised me.
Through the floor.
Wow.
Okay, give it back.
Isn't that cool? So explain what that is like.
A meteor.
It's literally a.
He's got the sheet right there. It's was it Argentina is where they found that one?
Cool.
Let me read. We herewith certify that this genuine Campo del Cielo meteorite, a coarse iron nickel octahedrite that impacted the Earth around 5,000 years ago. Discovered in 1576 in Argentina, the Campo del Cielo meteorite and its classification are recognized and accepted by the Meteorological Society.
Nice.
And it's stamped with an approval.
I want to find a frame for that so we can hang it right up there. Can you do that? Can you make just a tiny little frame that we could put
that
right up there?
That would be funny.
Cute.
I love his box.
Yeah, I know. Those are really popular right now. Like for like people who collect things. Because I've seen like that Hot Wheels, they like point at like an angle and they do not break and it's literally just like
it's
super
so cool.
Would you laugh? Why would that make you laugh?
It's just really popular box hot, for like Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels, walks.
What do you collect, Andy?
Oh man, I don't know. I collect hats.
Did you used to collect stuff?
As a kid? Man, I can't remember.
I did.
I collected a lot of like things that I just liked the look of, like as far as art goes. Like I was never into Yu-Gi-Oh and like all that stuff, but my friends were. But I would like hold the cards that like I liked the design on it a lot. So like I had a lot of collage things where I would just keep pictures and stuff.
I used to collect marbles.
Marbles? Just all types?
Yeah.
Did you do it? What would you do with them?
I don't know, just put them in a bag.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Look at them.
I did go to Haiti and they taught me how to play marbles, so
yeah.
And I would collect like the little trolls, like with the hair.
Oh yeah, dude! You remember the freaking alien things that we talked about? Those little tiny aliens you'd get in the vending machines. Do you remember those?
Or the,
no. the little tiny What are those called? But yeah, there was like those little tiny aliens. They're rubber and they had like different characters and stuff. But they're always this small. They were so stinking fun.
90s aliens,
dude. Those. Little quarter machines.
Gumball
were
machines.
The best, man. Like when you get the, like these stickers.
Do you remember these?
No.
I don't remember those at all.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
People in the comments will know for sure.
Like they'd have them at like Pizza Hut and stuff. Like,
yeah, dude. And what other ones would they have? They would have like those golly, they would have those cardboard like slips of when you get a sticker, it would come out with a cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah,
sleeves.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fun.
Do you remember, like, it was the best day ever if a machine dropped two. Like,
yeah,
you
get candy, man.
Or it's like kept dumping.
And you would just forever stay on that. And you, every time you go to that restaurant, you would always make sure.
Yeah.
It's like you knew which ones.
Yeah.
Like, there's a, at the arcade up in near Leesburg, there's a skee ball thing that every once in a while, we've always gone back and it's worked every single time. You just hit the thing and it immediately just drops a new round of skee ball. Without, but like, without fail. And we we've just sat there for like 30 minutes with the girls sometimes and like hadn't spent a dollar. It was perfect.
I also collected Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
And then my grandma.
Were you into Pokemon? Like, or was it
not
like.
Not really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just like the looks of them, right?
I was little.
Yeah.
But like, I had them in like a binder.
The sleeves. Yeah. Like, lamination.
And it, I mean, it was this thick, dude. And I know looking at all these ones that are like so expensive now. Oh, like,
dude.
I had some of those.
You could be in early retirement right now.
But my grandma said that they were demons and I had to rip them up and throw them on in the trash.
And that's where me and your grandmother agree. So all of you guys who are, you know, trading and playing the Pokemon Go still, repent.
Pocket Monster.
It kind of does make sense, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
these creatures that fight each other, it's just like, morph and like kill you, but they capture them, and they're like, then they release them and make them battle. Mm. That's just like demons.
Absolutely, it's basically tarot cards for nerds.
Yeah,
yeah.
Remember when Yu-Gi-Oh tried to like be like, we're just as popular.
Yu-Gi-Oh was pretty like they had their niche. Like it was like
they couldn't keep up with
the Yu-Gi-Oh people were always scarier than the Pokemon people. Like I feel like they like I was always scared of them in middle school because it was just like they had an energy with them.
Do you think maybe people that love Yu-Gi-Oh more now have Android phones?
Yes,
definitely.
And own snakes.
And own snakes.
It's not a bad theory. Let us know if you guys
know.
If you guys were Yu-Gi-Oh kids. Do you own a snake?
And did you like Yu-Gi-Oh? Wait. Yeah, you're right. It's exactly what you just said. And if you liked Yu-Gi-Oh, did you own snakes?
And to piggyback off of that, guys, if you liked Yu-Gi-Oh, do you own a snake now? Just keep rewording it.
Would you like a song?
Yes.
Sing a song.
Sing a song, please. Yes.
Now it's time for Silly Songs with Josh and Andy.
Ah.
On the guitar, Andrew.
Saludos. In the audience, Lilith.
Oh, I need a drink.
You mean to have Anthony Bourdain on the TV?
I gotta go change it.
He had one job.
So well.
He had multiple jobs and didn't do the easiest one.
Anthony articulated so well how I feel about carbon monoxide when he said you cannot reduce the fear down to zero.
Yeah.
You cannot, the certainty is never zero.
Yeah. How many, what would it take for you to get to zero? How many detectors would you have to have in your own per square inch?
I would think what happens if all the batteries died.
What was your question?
If all the carbon monoxide detectors lost their battery at the same time.
Dang. I should have bought you two.
More like 70.
Josh and Lily.
What?
Really eat the mic.
Eat that mic.
Like, Lily, I've got you maxed on the board. I have Andy like three clicks down, and Josh, you're maxed as well, and he's still louder than
I'm
us.
Maxed! Oh, maxed.
Maxed.
X Games mode. X Games.
You're in the sports.
Hey, do you want a song?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we can come up with something.
Possibly.
Bye, Pennsylvania Philly cheesesteak.
With no onions.
Bye. Sabuena, malavisima, whoa, when the LA.
What did he say?
I don't know.
What did he say? Ninjas are ninjas, butterflies. Ninjas are the ninjas, butterflies. Ninjas are the ninjas, butterflies. Ninjas are the ninjas, butterflies.
It's the day you arrived on this planet.
You have been searching for the one. The perfect podcast filled with conspiracies and talks of poo-poo and pee. Ninjas are butterflies. Welcome to the show. It's episode 70, and it's time to go till we find Bigfoot or Andy's dead. This is Ninjas. Ninjas are butterflies.
Guys, that was good.
Hi, I'm Mr. Disney. You're sued.
I apologize for the beginning of that. I forgot to screenshot the chords to the first verse.
Oh, no, you're
good. Winging it.
You're good. That was perfect.
It was great.
That was fun.
Just ruined it.
Ninjas are butterfly.
That's so good.
Thanks.
That was a good one.
Did you hear my click? You know how they do it in The Lion King?
No.
At the beginning? It's super cool. It's like, whatever language is it, Swahili?
I don't know. I couldn't name it, but it's one, just listening to that song is really beautiful. But yeah, it was a little nod to that.
Where's Disney gone? Why, what are they doing with their songs now?
Disney, why are you doing it?
Yeah, that Chris Pine movie.
Wish.
Barf.
More like.
But think about
fish because it stinks.
Think about music though. Like we had Phil Collins and Tarzan.
I know.
Like that's who's our modern day Phil Collins?
Dude, what about
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Ed Sheeran.
Just kidding. Hey, Miranda's no Phil Collins.
No, and I'll tell you that, I mean, his bop that he did in is no bop in The New Mermaid.
Yeah. But hey, everyone be quiet.
I think she was just
stop, because we can continue talking about this.
Okay.
But today's question makes me want to stop talking about it.
Okay.
Because this question is deep. Scary, fun, in no way.
Please take this seriously.
Quit looking at me like that.
Hey.
Goodness.
I'm sorry about her.
Today's question. Sent in by a viewer. Are nursing homes necessary?
Nursing homes necessary? Oh wow, that is a very deep question.
Yeah,
and scary.
I know,
and not fun at all.
No,
man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
Oh,
I don't think they are.
Okay.
No.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah, I guess not.
Actually, can I change my question? Answer?
Sure.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wait. We got that backwards.
Yeah, I think they are necessary. Yeah, yeah. I think I misheard you. And I. Really,
oh yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, it's okay.
I apologize.
I think they're necessary too, Lily. Okay. What do you think?
Trying to throw me off or something?
No, yeah. I mean,
no.
When have we ever done that?
Why are we trying to throw you off on this? Just answer the question.
Hey, let's not make this question about you, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's obviously about something very serious, right?
Yeah, okay. Incredibly.
And
serious.
This question is from a viewer, and they let's just honor it.
Are nursing homes necessary, Lily?
Yes.
For who?
Elderly and their families.
Okay.
Hmm.
Why would they need that?
Just in case somebody can't take care of them and they need extra help.
I think it's a great point. Who do you think shouldn't be allowed in nursing homes?
Whoa.
Terrorists.
That's interesting. Because if what Lily is basically saying is, we can't extend grace to anyone and give forgiveness, even if this so-called terrorist, this old terrorist,
yeah,
has apologized for all of his wrongdoings.
I mean, that's in the past.
And doesn't
having anyone to help him or her
move on. God forgives that.
God forgives that.
Yeah, of course.
And so if I'm getting this right, Andy,
yeah,
help me through this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lily doesn't want to extend grace to people that need help.
Josh, I think you just nailed it right on the head.
Goodness,
I think that's exactly
gracious, Lil, this is scary.
I did not say that.
Oh my goodness. This is really dark.
Guys, welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's chosen
people. I said empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
That was hard.
I love that there's always a pause of like, all right, now how do we do this?
Get her.
It's all good fun. Hey, it's all in good fun. That's what we do here. The Ninjas Are Butterflies podcast powered by Sunday Cool.
Did we film a podcast yesterday or Tuesday?
Tuesday. Hey, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Welcome. It's actually Friday today.
Friday.
If we filmed the Christmas episode yesterday and you watched it that night, I've gotten really good at my job.
Your abilities are amazing. Hey, we get to party tonight.
We do.
Party.
We're going to Daddy's house.
Danny's house.
Let me hear you roar dance. Dude, that would be the roar dance.
Oh.
The roar dance. We got to figure that out.
Yeah, we're having a marketing team Christmas party tonight.
And client experience. Marketing and client experience.
Yeah.
It's marketing.
That's my department. That's my department.
It's marketing.
That's marketing.
And you marketing stay in it. Subgenre.
What? Really, it's content party, subgenre, marketing, sub-subgenre, footer note.
Client experience. Listen, wow. Here at Sunday Cool, we love you, but we just do not prioritize the client experience at all. That's just something we don't believe. That's a core value of ours. Mm. We don't believe our client should have a good experience going to Sunday Cool.
Right.
It's literally the most important thing to us.
Lily...
I wouldn't say that.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
We were going to have a party, but none of us wanted to clean up. So we were like, Danny, if you want us to stay, throw a party.
Speaking of Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Do you know the history of why they drive on the left side of the road?
In America? In England.
England.
You know you drove here, right? You're aware of that?
You're such a brat. Fight him.
No, he's right.
On the right side.
Yes.
Hey.
I do.
I don't know why.
Let me take you down.
Just kidding, Andy.
I don't know why.
You know you drove here.
So the reason how it started, because everyone in the whole world was on the left side since the Romans.
Okay.
So the Romans, who basically not... invented the road, but like made a bunch of roads.
Yeah.
They perfected the roads.
Yeah. Greatest network.
Yeah.
Cobblestones.
What they would do is they would ride on the left side of the road because the dominant hand was the right hand. And so that would be, you could take your sword out and joust
your neighbor.
Get the guy that's riding this way, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
So they really put up a lot of thought into it.
And then... someone came along.
Oh, no. Who was it?
I want us to ride on the right side of the road.
Left side? I don't like it.
And his name was Napoleon.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know.
Wow.
When Napoleon started conquering the world, he was left-handed.
Oh,
typical.
Wow.
And so he's like, yeah, on out, right side of the road, because works for me better.
Interesting.
And so for... hundreds and hundreds of years. Not really. It was like maybe 100 years or so.
Yeah.
Even England was right side of the road. And they didn't convert back into the left side of the road until like it was 1883 or something.
Oh my gosh.
Why do you convert back?
Because they were basically like, they hated Napoleon so much.
Oh, so it's just
like,
trying to cut
like, ties. Wait, why are we doing this? And so they're like, we're going back to the left hand.
So they're just being stubborn at that point. It's like, yeah. We're going to show you.
But then America... all the cars and stuff, so America, we were on the right side.
Yeah. Of course we were.
When
on history and everything.
Mm-hmm. And then when Ford made their first car, they put the steering wheel on the left side of the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the first batches?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it caused so many car wrecks. And like, because the spatial, like you're on the right side of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ford put the steering wheel on the right side of the car, but we were still on the right side of the street.
Yeah.
And so the depth, like you couldn't.
Yeah.
And so, because they went from horse and buggy to a car. And so the spatial recognition, they're like getting in wrecks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then his Model T, he made it on the left side.
So remind me, so you have to, basically the rule of thumb is you have to be on the opposite side of the car than you are to the road?
Nope. So we drive on the right-hand side.
And the seat is on the left.
Yes. Right. So you're closer, your depth, you can see cars coming.
Of the oncoming traffic, that's the biggest thing.
And then in England, you're on the left-hand side of the road and the seat is in the right.
Yes.
So I said the right thing.
I guess it just sounded like a riddle when you said it. If the left was to be the right,
yeah,
then the right seat should have been the left. Okay. If the left road was the right.
Seven chickens is the answer to that riddle.
That is a correct answer.
Why did they never just do the center?
I thought about that too.
Is it just because of passengers? Because yeah, it seems like that would be... Didn't they have some that were starting right in the center?
A lot of cars will offset the driver's weight with the battery weight.
Okay.
Aww. But it would stand, like, put the heavy things in the middle. That does make more sense.
To me, it would be so cool. I would love a car where I'm just the one up front, and it's like everyone's just chilling in the back. Like, and like, that'd be like...
That would be dope.
Imagine the design of it all would be so... You have like a whole console on both sides.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I still want...
That would be safe, too.
Yeah.
A lot safer because you don't have air. You would have airbags on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want a student driver car so that like road trips and the person next to me can take over and I can just chill.
That would be fun.
Isn't right? It makes sense, right?
The trucks that you want, right? Those little tiny mini trucks. Huh, those are left-handed, right side?
Yeah, the Japanese mini trucks.
I thought about buying one just because Kelsey's deaf in her right ear. So like, she could drive and we could have conversations then at that point. Like it would be great because every time she drives, she's like, what? And then just starts, you know, veering off the road.
Have you guys ever realized, like, you ever get in someone else's car and you got to fill it up with gas and you're like, I have no idea which side it's on. And we all know you look at the little thing that tells you
that changed my life.
Yeah.
By the way, I remember like when I was 25, I was like, what?
Me too.
But like, I realized it's like my wife's Subaru, you know, Japan, right-hand drive. The gas tank's on the right side because you get out and it's on that side. I put that together way too recently. Like American cars is on the left.
Well, Toyota, my Tacoma's on the left.
Because they're very proudly built in America for Americans.
America!
There was
Your
model, the early years of it, they were like the most American-made truck in our economy.
Oh, I know.
Dude.
We're a Tacoma family.
Oh, yes, we're Tacomas. I've been learning recently about Japan on accident because of my algorithm.
Would never
and I love
won.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love it because I had no idea. One, I just didn't know like just how important it was. I wouldn't, if I was traveling to Japan, I probably wouldn't have thought of like, oh, I need to worry about like my dress code, like and their cultural dressing and everything like that. And how it is like, if you're walking around with, you know, dirty socks because you have to take them off most of the time. It's like that's frowned upon, you know, holes in your jeans, shorts, and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, wow. But have you seen how polite they are?
Yep.
Yeah. How strict, dude? I had no idea. I saw a whole, they're coming out of the subway and there's shoulder to shoulder going up two flight of stairs and it's just packed, right? And then there's one aisle of stairs right next to it, just divided by a guardrail, and it's nobody. And everyone's going up and not one person sneaks up that other side. And they just like, because they know the arrows, that's, you just don't do that. I'm like, could you imagine if we all just started working like that in America? Like things would be so much better, so much faster.
We were supposed to move to Japan in the military.
Really?
And like, they give you this like brief before you go. And they said, literally, it's one of the safest places. Like if you left, like you left your purse at the park, you know, your purse at the park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you could literally come back the next day. And I think it's because their laws are so severe for theft and stuff like that. But you could come back the next day and it would still
be
there.
It's like the kids in Japan.
Dude, that's the dopest thing of all.
So these kids, little school kids, like 8 is age, they don't get walked to school. they wear these like vests, right?
Yeah, and it's all it's color coded by like how much like if they need assistance, like if one really needs assistance, like you would be more aware of that color.
And the whole culture takes care of them.
Oh.
So they'll help them get to school or like if
running
they need
groceries.
Help. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing
That's it.
Well, I remember seeing it was like a trend on TikTok, like because my algorithm is all like motherhood and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about like in Denmark how, you know, they leave these Danish mothers leave their babies
that's
in the stroller
so weird
all bundled up and stuff while they go have lunch, like literally leave their baby in the stroller. And they were the logic was like, you know, all these American mothers are like, what are you talking about right now? Get your baby.
Yeah.
And all these moms are like, people don't steal babies in Denmark because who wants to feed another child and take care of another child? I'm like, that's not really why they steal them here either. Though, you know?
Yeah.
But horrifying. That's so cool. I remember learning at Disney too, that in Japan, when you're having like a business meeting or you're meeting someone, they have a very specific greeting, like gesture thing. And like, even if you're handing someone something, the way that you hand it to them, you have to like measure if they're older than you are and all that stuff. And so that you greet them properly.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to put your hand under or something and then they put it on top of their.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I remember in like South Korea too, like no matter what, if you're sitting at a table, the youngest has to pour the drinks for everyone.
Oh, wow.
And in the subways in South Korea, you'll get a ticket if you're sitting down and an elderly person comes on, and if you don't get up and offer the seat, you can get a ticket.
Honestly, wow. That's how we need to do
see,
it.
See, like, yeah, if you're not polite or kind, like, that you should get, a little tiny ticket. Yeah. Not much, but, like, something.
A tiny ticket.
I'm going to give you a tiny ticket.
A tiny ticket.
When Takashi came to your birthday party, he didn't make himself a plate of food. He waited for me to, like, hey, come, and I, like, started serving him, and then he was like, okay, now I can. So I was
that's crazy.
Like, I guess that's, like, for real a thing.
It's so interesting. Yeah. America, I'm talking to you. We need to get back to the basics. I was at my OBGYN however long ago it was when I was pregnant with like Janie or something. Shut up. And they have this waiting room and it's always jam-packed because we have no doctors in this area. Also America, doctors moved to Central Florida. But there was like this punk kid, right, with his pregnant girlfriend or something, sitting in the chair and all these pregnant ladies are having to stand up.
Dude,
I would have said something to him.
I feel
legit.
Like it's like a self-awareness thing. I don't think he's paying attention. I don't think it's like malicious, but it's like, look around you, be conscious.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in, it's just weird how manners are different even within the U.S., like Southern and like whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was living in California, I was at a grocery store and the cash register or the cashier, she was probably in her 40s or something, and she asked me something, and I said, yes, ma'am. And she got so mad at me.
Dude, yeah.
What?
She's like, I'm not an old woman. I said, I wasn't trying to imply that. I'm like,
I've met women like that are just middle-aged women that are like, that I'm just in passing, will just be like, yes, ma'am. Like, they'll like actually get offended by it.
Yeah.
It's like, that is not at all. Like, when we moved to Texas, I was like, that's every single kid. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. To everything. Yeah. And it was never like out of a fear. It was just like, it was instead of saying, okay, or
it was the confirmation.
Yeah.
If you said, no.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Ha!
Golly. Dude.
What about like your parents? Was it like, yes, sir, to your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Andy?
No, we never had that. Yeah.
I didn't either. I called my mom.
Well, you didn't have a dad. So.
Yeah, well.
Wait, you called your mom by her name?
It's a joke. It made her crazy. But
okay. I thought you were saying that.
Well, Andy started calling me Josh. I said, I'm not Josh.
She hears James and Jordy call you Josh. That's what it is.
Demi and Zola do it sometimes, like when they're playing Andrew Logan. I'm like, would you stop? there was, when we lived in, just talk about different cultures. When I lived in Morocco, we're sitting down and we had literally probably to this day, the greatest meal I've ever had. Just remarkable. It was just a bunch of chicken, rice, and just a bunch of homemade bread and juices. Yeah. It was wonderful. And so we're all sitting down on pillows, right? It's just pretty chill. We're all circled around and I get, you know, passed a drink and everything like that. And I take a drink and I put it down. And then the person next to me takes the drink and takes a sip of it. And it just gets passed around. And I had no idea it was being passed around until I took a sip. And I was like, oh, we only have one glass. This is okay. And apparently it was just a normal thing, part of their culture, where it's like everyone just shares a drink and
shares
it's the same
cup.
It's the same cup. I'm like, I wish I would have known that.
There are some things that, I just can't get down with. You know, I can appreciate another culture. But, and too, like in India, how they commonly eat the dishes with their hands and stuff like that. I know it's a talent because you watch them do it and they keep their fingers really. I can't eat chicken wings.
When Lil eats chicken wings, it somehow like ends up on the backside of her hands.
Like a kid.
Literally. She's like,
can you give me a napkin? It's like all over her face.
I get so particular with my wings now just because like there's so much more room to make a mess. Yeah. And it's like I use the two finger method, break
That's
it apart.
What I do. I do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a coincidence, but when I lived in Montana, anywhere I went, if I sneezed, no one said God bless you or bless you.
Yeah.
It was just silence. I'm like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Yeah. One of the very first times I walked on my college campus, I was just nervous and I opened a door. This is a Christian college. I just opened a door for a girl that was following me and she says, I can open a door for myself, and then grabs the other door and then walks through. And I was like, what are we doing here?
Dude, even
if I have a boyfriend,
I'm married.
Even if that's like not the case, if I open the door for someone and like they're on their phone or just completely distracted, they go in another door, it'll ruin an afternoon for me. I don't know why it gets me so.
I used to get so bothered when it's like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And now it's like to the point where it's like, I know I'm not going to get a thank you. Yeah. I don't care. It's not a big deal.
How far behind you does someone have to be for it to be okay? Okay to like just go ahead and let the door shut.
If I've made eye contact with that person,
you have to hold it.
They could be a mile away.
It happens in this parking lot all the time because I park right next to the door and I'll like drive in past somebody walking, jump out.
I'd say like 30 feet.
30 feet?
Yeah.
You check the reflection.
You're kind of timing their pacing. And because you don't, because it makes them feel like, I gotta hustle a little bit.
I hate the hustling. It's like, you're making me do it.
Like when you hold the door, like, or someone holds the door for you and you're like way too far away and you're like,
okay, that's what I'm saying. I hate that they force me to do it. It's like, because if I don't,
I don't want to run.
I'm a jerk.
Do you guys get upset when you're like waiting for a crosswalk and people don't hurry through? They just like, like, I get it. If you're old and you need to take your time, I'll wait all day.
Yeah.
But someone who can clearly move it through and they don't.
Yeah. It's the courteous, like, you're not even going faster.
Just do a little hot.
You just look like you're going
and go like
fast.
This, like, thanks.
Yeah.
What's your one like road rage thing that just drives you crazy? Like, what's the one like driving habit of another person?
Okay, the fast lane.
Fast lane, yeah.
100% the fast lane.
To me?
Especially the highway, dude. If it's a two-lane highway and they're going the same speed, I lose it.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Or tailgating me. Like, even if I'm in the fast lane, if I'm going a pretty decent speed and I'm actively passing people, don't get right on me. Like, I'm going to pull over.
Yeah,
now, I've asked myself this because I've got upset because people tailgate me sometimes. Why does it frustrate us when we get tailgated?
Because it's a sign of aggression from the person behind you.
Yeah,
so it's a middle finger with a vehicle that with like a weapon that could kill you.
Here's the thing. Lily does tailgate people, but not out of aggression.
Yeah,
just like, I'm like, Lily.
It's subconscious. I'm racing.
You think she drives too close to people?
You're saying I do?
Yeah.
No.
Not crazy,
Andy,
but yeah,
back,
you get close.
Back me up.
You're not crazy. There are times, but like, no, I don't think it's insane. I don't know who I've drove with recently that like, I'm like, it's to the point where it's panic where I can't even look at it. Cause I'm like, I'm also in the car. And if we hit, this is a bad day for me as well.
I also remember my parents, when there's a stoplight, my mom brakes way too far away.
Yeah.
And my dad brakes last second.
Yeah.
It's both frustrate me so much.
I always keep like way too much distance between me and the other person. Like, it's like four or five car lengths because like I don't even want to deal with it.
Dude, Paige called me out. Apparently I do this thing when I'm at like a red light, even if the light hasn't turned yet, I'm always just letting off the brake and like nudging forward a little bit. Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Paige, it just drives Paige insane. I wasn't aware that I was like doing it, but like every couple seconds for some reason I feel the need to like inch forward like it's gonna turn the light.
Dude, merging is what rages me.
Yeah.
It's when they're driving and you're merging, you go the same speed. You're supposed to stay the same. Nothing changes. I don't exist. I have to yield to you.
Yeah.
And so it's like when people brake, dude, I'm like, I'm planning to go right behind you. Stop it. It drives me bonkers.
Speaking of merging though, Jekyll Island.
Ooh.
Merge.
Jekyll Island. Is that next to Mr. Hyde?
That's scary. Island? Don't do that.
Jekyll Island. Ooh. The island full of mystery and stuff.
You know Jekyll Island?
Nope.
No.
Oh, I thought you did. It's in Georgia.
Oh!
Southern Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot of the elites,
yes,
rich American families had their summer homes in Jekyll Island.
Correct.
Okay. Including the Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, the Morgans, which that's J.P. Morgan, the guy that was utterly opposed to Nikola Tesla. So, interesting.
Is Morgan and Morgan related to J.P. Morgan?
No. I don't think so. I don't know.
Could be.
But anyways.
Is Morgan and Morgan nationwide or is he just Floridian?
I think it's nationwide. I've seen a lot of commercials.
You know he doesn't. You know he can't practice law anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The cocaine.
Oh, cocaine.
I think so. I think that was
coconut?
It.
If not, you just
he's gonna sue us for defamation.
He'd be the guy to do it.
I'm just kidding. I know that. I heard that he can't practice law anymore.
Continue with Jekyll Island.
Jekyll Island has a lot of weird stuff.
Now this is actually on the beach.
It's. Yeah, I mean,
isn't it right outside Savannah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's like south of Savannah, I think. It's like closer to Brunswick.
Oh.
Yeah. So right over the border of Florida, almost.
Why did I ever not realize that Georgia actually has
beaches? It's small. It is a small little section of Georgia.
Never thought about that.
But the history of Jekyll Island is a little scary.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's a tribe of Native Americans that used to live there. A big tribe, which I did a little more research and found out something very interesting. This tribe was called the Timucua tribe, okay?
Okay.
And the first settlers that came to Georgia were French.
And,
and they got there and they saw these Native Americans and they reported them as being almost giant Native Americans. They were almost all 7 foot plus.
Wow.
And they were, one, super freaked out by their stature. And two, they witnessed them doing blood sacrifices by killing small people.
Oh, goodness.
And so.
People small in stature or small in age?
Age.
Oh.
Yes. Very creepy stuff.
Both are sad.
But they had an altar.
I love that you had to just clear that up. By the way, I'm saddened by both of those news. If in the other way,
but it freaked the French out. And in the middle of the night, they're like, "We gotta get out of here." Even though the Timucua, they were somewhat friendly, they're willing to trade.
Yeah,
they're like, "Okay." And after they just witnessed all this stuff,
yeah, but it's am I gonna be next?
Middle of the night, they're like, "Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here."
Whoa.
But. The Timucua also were the native tribe here in Central Florida.
Oh,
Their territory was huge. Georgia and I think through Central Florida, they occupied Apopka. They named Apopka.
Apopka.
Yeah. So when.
What does Apopka mean?
It means.
Potato, right?
It means could be three meanings to it. Big potato.
Nice.
Potato eating people or potato eating place.
No joke, all three of those were my nicknames in high school.
Potato eating place.
How did they get along with the Seminoles? I thought that this was Seminole territory.
No, not in Apopka.
Oh.
But they're a massive tribe, the Timucua.
Nice.
But they would grow the potatoes along the banks of Lake Apopka.
Mm-hmm.
But Jekyll Island, I think that was where you could say the main, it's the capital of Timucua. That's where all the crazy stuff happened.
Got it.
Anyways, fast forward. The Timucua end up getting disease and stuff because of the colonizers and whatnot.
The white man.
Yes. And years and years later, the Rockefellers came down and they said, "We want to build our summer homes here."
Mm.
And each house had the name of a Native American or a Timucua chief. Which is super strange, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But they built it over certain parts, so it would be it wasn't the chiefs, it was
where the main kitchen place was. It was that name in Timucua, their language.
It's a little insensitive.
But the Rockefellers built their house directly over the altar.
The one on Jekyll Island.
The one on Jekyll Island.
The human sacrifice altar? The one that, altar? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Directly over it.
And do you know if it's still standing? Is it hidden in, like, some basement or something?
I don't know. I know it's under the house.
Oh, my goodness.
But they blatantly
built it. They knew that they did that.
They knew that this was meant for this, and they built the house on top of it.
Haven't they seen Poltergeist?
Yeah, for real.
I don't know what that is.
We're here.
Anyways,
they built their house on an Indian burial ground. Oh. So like that's the whole base of the whole movie, and yeah. So it's like that's can't be good.
Interesting. But I just found that super weird. And the Rockefellers' house that on Jekyll Island is where the Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, Morgans, they all got together with some other elitist families. And that's where they decided to create the Federal Reserve, in that house.
What year was that?
That was 1915. Is that what we came up with?
Yeah, it was
the Federal Reserve.
It was right after the Titanic.
1913.
Sank. Yeah,
then, so the 1913 or 14. 1913 or 14.
Wow.
But I'm just like, I want to do more research into the Rockefellers and like these big families.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing stuff lately, dude, of like, just their monopoly that they. Like, so it was the Rockefellers, they had a large stake in oil. And so they like basically owned the majority of wealth of oil in the U.S. So they played a huge instrumental role in the manufacturing of cars and like us not going to trains or like even today. Like, so U.S. is like one of the only countries that's not third world that doesn't have like bullet trains or trains that are easily accessible all over the nation that go across nation. And it's because of the automobile industry and the lobbying and all that stuff.
Right.
But there was something with the Rockefellers too, to where he also got into pharmaceuticals. So we started basically making modern day medicine, which used oil. Mm. And so he got passed within the U.S. of getting rid of very natural medicines and all that stuff. So I want to do more research because I found it weird. One, that they built their house directly over this altar, that it was intentionally directly over this altar. The Federal Reserve was created, which is a whole nother thing. And I don't know. I just want to like, there's something fishy with all that stuff.
Man, it makes me wonder, like, cause all of it is so, we're so distracted nowadays. Like there's so much stuff to be distracted by and not really look into. But back then it had to have been so easy to just understand like the growth of this country and take advantage while you could, when there was less resistance, and get things in place and make sure that you and your family's family forever stays rich.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we're seeing the results of that.
Yeah.
And it's getting nuts.
It's strange that at the crux of so many of these big major events and issues that we're seeing in our country, that those names are usually at the helm.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know Anderson Cooper is a Vanderbilt?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. This reminds me, if I can talk about the place we got married.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Or why couldn't you?
So we, in Central Florida, like there's not a lot of like, it's like a hidden gem, the place that we got married, the venue called the Sedoni Mansion.
Which, gorgeous.
It was so cool. Which is just like on the outskirts of like Zellwood, which is like an area of Apopka too. And they're doing these like Halloween and Christmas tours. And Clarissa and I went with my mom's gal group recently.
Gal group. We're going to go.
And be gals.
And be gals. Gal anyway, group.
It was built at the turn of the century by a dude who was buddies with all of those guys you just mentioned, specifically Ford. He was like tight with him.
Interesting.
And he went on a hunting trip to Zellwood, and he was hunting on this land that he ultimately ended up purchasing and building the Sedoni Mansion, which was only for originally a hunting lodge, but then just turned into their Christmas home. And it's got something like 13 bedrooms and like...
You saw how big it is. Yeah. That was their crazy Christmas home.
That's nuts.
Literally just for the season of Christmas. And I mean, it was new construction, and they owned like something like hundreds of acres or something. Yeah. And they had like they were really into exotic tropical plants, and they had like this huge garden of exotic tropical plants, and like pine forest, crazy stuff. Anyway, what's so strange about it is that they had this huge wealth, right? He was in the steel manufacturing business, and like astronomical wealth this guy did. And he also had 5 children, which at the turn of the century, they say, just the way that genealogies work and like family trees and stuff like that, if you had that kind of money and that many children at the turn of the century, you would have like hundreds of descendants today. But they have 3 living relatives, right, from this family currently. All the wealth is mysteriously gone, and every single family member, apart from 1 daughter, died in that house.
And they only went there for Christmas.
They were only there for Christmas.
What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Why did that happen?
Dude, there's something hidden there. That's scary.
I don't like that.
It makes you think, because it's like, so like, just like on that subject, like it wasn't haunted because it was new construction. So
I know, but could they have built on top of the Timucua?
Yeah.
Golly, yeah, dude. And this, that's really literally in the epicenter of it, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's dirty.
Spooky.
So spooky.
Speaking of spooky, though, you saw that it was in, where was it? Illinois or Iowa? It was like an Iowa city hall or somewhere. I forget. The government building. What do you call the?
State Capitol building?
Yeah. State Capitol of Iowa. Mm-hmm. They erected this satanic church altar, and it had like this like goat head, and it had a, for Christmas, and it had this wreath with like a pentagram in the middle of it.
What are we doing?
But then this guy who was walking through,
who was ex-military,
saw it and destroyed the thing.
Like tackled it and ripped its head off.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't know what we're doing here. He's like, why are we erecting these satanic things in our state capitol?
Yeah.
And then he destroyed it and then immediately went to the cops that were in the building. He's like, I destroyed it. You can arrest me or whatever.
Dude, but they charged him. So scary looking. I'm looking at pictures of it. It's a shrine. It's
what?
A terrifying shrine.
But they're charging him with like 4th degree damages. I don't know
But the Satanic Church of Iowa is suing him too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I know the freedom of religion, but isn't there like a church and state separate kind of thing to literally be in the Capitol building? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm telling you, I would probably destroy the thing too, though.
Yeah.
I'd be, yeah, but be smarter about it.
Yeah. I maybe trip. Whoops.
Yeah. And
decapitate.
I don't know. It just seems forced. That seems weird.
Yeah.
Golly, and that thing. Yeah, that thing's terrifying.
Yeah, it was creepy.
How was that Christmas decoration?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is Christmas to the Satanic Church?
Yeah.
Why would you? Halloween?
Yeah.
Krampus. What is all that?
Oh yeah, there's like
that's Norway.
Yeah. Is it Norway?
It's Austria.
Austria. Yeah.
Oh, Austria.
Dude, there.
Was it, I kind of think
it Krampus.
I don't
Krampus.
Know.
Krampus.
Yeah, it reminds me of like Halloween Horror Nights, how they have people just running around scaring. It's like,
did you see like their little festival that they do?
No.
Okay. Well, when we get to my reel, I'll dig up a reel. Okay. That'll be what I pull.
Terrifying.
They came out with a movie. I saw it.
Oh, yeah. The one with Adam, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Wyatt.
Mm.
Ben Wyatt.
Oh, but speaking of state capitals, though.
Don't say it.
We got that. Don't go anywhere.
Are you going to do the ad in the...
Oh! Hey, Josh, don't leave yet, because I have something to tell you. I know you have to go pee.
Tell me!
Okay, all right. Well, can you hold on?
I hope so.
Will you be able to wait until I get done with it?
Actually, yeah, you should actually hurry.
Okay, all right. Listen, guys, go to SundayCool.com to order custom merch for you, your group, your business, whatever you want. We can get it done with a 72-hour turnaround after our approval. It's the absolute best, and it's super, super soft.
Yeah. And go to SundayCoolSwag.com to get our new Ninjas and Butterflies Man Fighting the Robot shirt.
And he's transforming. Guys, listen, we will lose the war against the robots if you do not buy this shirt. So
SundayCoolSwag.com.
All proceeds go to anti-robot research.
Yep.
Destroying the robot universe.
Destroying the robot AI.
Yes.
We will win.
So if you're wishing for the downfall of humanity, then just don't buy a shirt, I guess.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Just don't.
Yeah,
but if you do,
be selfish.
Yeah, yeah. The kids need you. Please help us defeat the robots. All right, go pee.
Okay. All right. Sunday goes by. Gosh.
Go.
Did you buy a Duck Commander hat? Because everybody says this is the Duck Dynasty podcast.
I've started watching the new Duck Dynasty stuff, and it is wholesome and funny.
I love Duck Dynasty.
Hey, if anyone out there has any connection to Duck Dynasty, we want to do a podcast with them.
Specifically, Uncle Si.
Uncle Si on this podcast would be so much fun.
Yeah,
dude,
they've got a treasure hunting series, and I forget the guy's name, but he's just this old guy beat cancer. They're going to find things, mm-hmm. and it's like literally just wholesome. This dude's having the time of his life with the guys. You should watch it.
That's so cool.
You remember when we were on Duck Commanders?
Hmm.
Because everyone says we were on Duck Dynasty.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what time it is.
Question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay.
Here we go.
What is your Florida man headline?
Ooh.
You can look up specifically your birthday in Florida man.
Oh, perfect.
But I don't think mine applies.
Okay.
Good question. To the day?
Or yeah, just so I type in December 11th, Florida man. And it says, Florida man drags female deputy while handcuffed. Resist tasers.
Mine says, Florida man tries to rob Waffle House with unique weapon. What does that mean?
Oh, I've got the most Floridian one, dude. Florida man charged on assault with deadly weapon after tossing gator in Wendy's drive-thru.
That's dope.
That's dude. Great.
I don't get this. Florida man with no arms charged with stabbing man with scissors.
Come here.
This one's a little more intense. Florida man accused of killing his neighbor after a cat wandered into his property.
Oh my gosh. Yikes.
Have you seen that video on TikTok where the cat keeps going over to the neighbor and the neighbors are really mad. They're like, tell our cat to come back. Quit having him. It's like, I can't help it.
It's a cat.
He's like, then tell it to go home. He's like, it can't speak English, sir.
That's crazy. Mine, if it was true, mine would be like Florida woman burglarizes popsicle stand.
Yeah. I
That should be the food sponsor we go after.
The hippo? I know, but they don't buy their shirts through us.
Hippo, what are you doing?
Your
popsicles are dumb.
No, they're not.
Lily will literally deliver these shirts to you every time they're printed.
Yeah.
Another one says, Florida man arrested after punching girlfriend who changed channel from Super Bowl.
This one is a confusing one. Naked Florida man accused of killing suspected peeping Tom. Why was he naked?
I think he was being peeped at. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if you're naked, that's your fault. So Josh is like, why? Come on.
Oh,
those Florida man stories for the Bible. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Dude, that was one of the funniest things ever. If it said, let's see here. Let's see if I have it right here. Oh
man. What?
This
is the quietest this podcast has ever been.
I'm watching this guy walk on the hinge.
I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like that. Noise.
Meep, meep, meep.
While you're looking for that, did you know that supposedly students in Germany, they have a book where they learn about U.S. propaganda?
That's interesting.
I know. And the book, I guess, is called American Dream. And it's like current day propaganda, too.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, and I, of course, when I try to look it up, you can't find anything.
Right, true.
Because it's like, when the U.S.
Censorship.
The U.S. is like, yeah, this is the propaganda stuff that we do.
That was the first time that thought ever entered my mind is when I learned about like what a VPN is. Like, I didn't know. And it's like, why would you need a VPN to look up something that's happening on the other side of the world? And it's like, shields. There's force fields of information.
Yeah. I know in Canada, there's a lot of channels on TikTok, like CNN and... just like a bunch of different TikTok accounts that Canada has blocked.
Oh, wow.
That you can't look at what's happening. That's like, that's weird.
And I saw Twitter came out and they apologized. They said they regret the decision of taking down like news stories on their own platform, including the one with Biden's son's laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what are we doing, guys? Yeah, like, just exactly. quit backpedaling. And it's like, I know we can own up to our mistakes, but it's like, you're not, it wasn't a mistake. It was a stance. And now you're just flip flopping and it's just weird.
Yeah.
This 2024, I think, is not going to be a good year.
I think it's going to be a great year.
It's the year of the wood dragon.
Of the winged dragon?
Wood dragon.
Wood dragon? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a wood dragon.
I started to look it up.
Destroys everything in its path.
What?
It destroys everything in its path.
I started to look it up and got distracted, so I have no idea. But 2024, okay. Chinese calendar.
This is our last podcast of 2023.
Hey!
Gosh, time is flying.
Time, golly. It's going fast.
Yeah.
Sure has. Dude, I feel like I've invited something into my brain scrolling through all of these Krampus photos and videos.
Scary. Pray right now.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I had another story that I came across. I might save it for the half episode because it's really spooky.
Are you guys getting ready to skip?
No.
What was the thing I told you a couple days ago that you're like, oh, you should tell that on the pod?
You said it today.
No, it was like, no, like 2 days ago, I was like, oh man, there was something.
With like the crypto thing?
No.
No.
No. It was something else.
Get us a song.
Okay.
What could it be? What could it be? A song for the people's ears.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Andrew has a riff for us. It's going to be real fun.
Okay, keep going.
What's another one?
Andrew has a real for us now.
Californication. I don't know. I don't know how to sing that one.
Dude, give it away.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Yeah.
Andrew has a real now.
Okay.
That was tough.
So, this is going to be going back to Krampus. The whole festival is rooted in, like, there's Santa, and then his devilish counterpart is Krampus. That's, like, the modern-day interpretation, but this creature was invented or celebrated in old pagan ritual around the winter solstice, and if you look up what was practiced around then, it says in most forms of Wicca, this holiday is celebrated at the winter solstice as the rebirth of the great horned hunter god. And so,
cool,
interesting. Here, I wonder if it's like kind of like how people that would be our version of Halloween, or if it's something more meaningful than that. Because like Halloween obviously has their own.
Like I found some videos that I just don't want to share because I'm going to put them on the screen. So this is like a milder version, but it's still terrifying. There it is.
All right, ready? You get it?
Yes.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Got to give it to them. Their costume design is pretty good.
It's connected to the Apple TV. So, come on. Get out of here.
And they actually hit people.
They hit people?
They hit people with those long twigs that are all bundled up.
Bro.
They smack people with them, dude.
I don't like that. I'm going to stop watching that.
I mean, it literally does look like Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, dude.
And so I'm...
Ew, why do they do that?
But this is what they still do. They have cards that they'll print that say greeting from Krampus. And you know, like we have this tradition. Hey, if you're a bad kid, you're going to get coal for Christmas.
Yeah.
They hand the kid, Krampus translates claw. And so they give him a card say Krampus is going to get you. Like how twisted, dude, is that?
What is that song off The Office?
Mind your rules. Oh, yeah. You better mind your rules. Because if you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep. Hey, what you doing over there?
Lily's just...
Ryan Hill did 3.
Whoa! What? He's changing English it up.
Muffins.
Come on, dude.
What's he trying to tell us?
Yeah, well, this is too much. We can't handle this.
It's because it's his 1,000th.
Oh, the knife.
The knife is a 1.
Read the comments. The comments are always the best.
I know,
on those.
It's so good. Go off, King. Gotta live a little.
They're so, dude. I honestly, every time I read like really good comments like that or like people, things that really make me laugh, my faith in humanity just is restored. I don't know. That's the only thing that gives me peace online now, I think.
I know.
Oh, but it's because of the Apple TV.
Oh, what?
The volume thing.
Let me give you guys a little update on the Hooper household.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is like this a little.
I got it.
This is a little like witchy. I ended up learning it's a zodiac thing. So out the window for us, right? But I had seen this thing about how the Farmer's Almanac. We all know what the Farmer's Almanac is, where it tells you like the best time to plant and do all of this stuff. It also has a parenting section for the best times of the year to wean or potty train.
Really?
And I saw on my birthday, it was the a week to wean. We took Ada's passy away.
Wow. And you're trying, and she's doing well?
She hasn't had it in three days. That's crazy. Days now.
Yeah.
I wonder what science, if there's any science behind it.
Well, we didn't take
there's
it away. We
chopped them.
You cut a hole in it. Okay. And so like you can't like suck on it.
Got it.
So she cannot maintain a vacuum. She like puts it in her mouth
and she's like, ah!
Have you seen those people that plant them in the ground?
Yeah, it's cute.
And they come out the next day and they give like a cool like gift or something.
That would not work for Ada.
No?
She would just dig them up.
Yeah.
Instantly.
But if you do it right before bed and then when she wakes up, something else is in the ground.
I think that we should get her a present this week for being such a good girl about it. But
yeah,
maybe we can go get like ice cream or something. That'd be really cute.
Cool.
But we just said, you're a big girl. You don't need it. She's
that's awesome.
Okay.
Speaking of pacifiers, almost though.
3 years old.
Huh?
She's almost
speaking of pacifiers.
Thanks, Andy.
Speaking of pacifiers.
Have you guys ever heard about the Pyramid of the Sun in Bosnia?
Yes.
Yeah. You have?
No. I just wanted to say yes.
No, I have not.
You have? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting.
Okay.
Okay, so it's outside of this village in Bosnia called Visor. Visor. Okay. I'm going to go with Visor.
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 Visor Bosnia. I don't even know how the accent of Bosnian people.
Oh, I have no idea.
Anyways.
I do.
This archaeologist guy, I literally don't know how to say his name. I listen to it, don't know how to say it. Dr. Osmanatic.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Osmanach.
An archaeologist.
This archaeologist man, he was looking at this mountain in Visor, Bosnia, and it had four sides, like perfectly four sides, this giant mountain. And he's like, that kind of looks like a pyramid. And so he started doing excavations and stuff.
Yeah.
And he found these giant stones that weigh up to 7 tons each, and they're perfectly stacked. And they were, they did some testing and stuff, and they're also stacked with, what is it called?
Lime.
Line. Where is it? Oh, it's called, they were stacked, and in the middle of these blocks was geopolymer, which is an ancient cement.
Oh.
And so he's like, yo, this is a pyramid.
Yeah.
And they did some carbon dating and stuff. And if this pyramid was built, it was built based off the carbon dating 35,000 years ago. 35,000 years ago.
That's old.
The Great Pyramids.
7,000, right?
7,000. 7,000 years ago.
Okay.
And so.
I'm starting to think that these carbon daters are like easy bake ovens.
Yeah.
It does seem a little iffy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We need to look into that.
Yeah. But anyways, this pyramid is over 980 feet tall.
Jeez.
Which the Great Pyramid of Giza.
It's like 450, right?
Yeah. I think at its pinnacle, like when it was first made, it was like 481. Yeah, 481 feet.
So that's like three Splash Mountains.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
We got to break it down.
Yeah. We were watching the Christmas one, and Andrew said the height of the pyramid, and Liz like, oh, like Splash Mountain. I'm like, there's no way. And I'm like, look it up. And it was like, what, 40?
50 feet. 50 feet.
450 feet. Could you imagine the drop?
Like, it's like, try times 10.
You weren't joking?
No.
I thought it was a bit.
My scale reasoning is so off.
Your scale for that is like my bean scale for cooking for people.
Yeah, true.
Notoriously for bringing way too many beans to parties, guys.
But the faces of this pyramid are perfectly aligned with the cardinal directions, like more accurate than the pyramids of Egypt. Like they said, the true north of one of the sides is off by 1/300th 0.03 of an inch. And then the Great Pyramid of Giza is off by 0.02 of an inch.
Wow.
Degree wise.
Dude.
Super weird. Well, you can say it's spot
on, though.
But our planet is tilting?
Yeah. No, for real.
Oh.
So if it's so old, it could have been like old true, enough, true north.
It could have been on.
Also, yeah. Inflation?
Mm?
Was that a good point?
Yeah.
Good job, Andy.
Exactly.
Anyways, they did an EMF at the top of this mountain pyramid, which is an electromagnetic frequency reader, and it was 60 times more than what is normally expected on Earth. Oh so it was gosh. Like it was putting out some energy. And this is where it gets really weird, is that he got shut down, this archaeologist, because Zahi Hawass, who is like the lead Egyptologist in Egypt,
yeah,
pleaded with the Bosnian government saying, don't let him look into this any further.
Weird.
And so the Bosnian government's like, hey, you can't go dig up anymore.
Dude, everything's fake. Our whole history is fake, dude.
But then
I'm convinced.
Then over, so this whole story of it being a pyramid, completely, he got discredited, mocked by all these archaeologists, and the whole story just got swept under the rug. And then 50 archaeologists, over 50
fart.
over 50 farting archaeologists, over 50 archaeologists came out to observe it themselves.
Yeah.
And they looked and they're like, this is a pyramid.
Yeah.
This is in fact a pyramid.
And he's like, I know, bro.
And so they went to the Bosnian government and was like, no, we need to keep looking at this. And they said, cool, you can do that, but we're not funding anything.
Cool. Yeah.
And this guy, he's like, this archaeologist guy, he's like blacklisted. So he's having trouble getting funding to do more.
Anything.
Yeah.
Look at this photo. This is from the, wow. Like the stones being assembled.
Oh my gosh, dude, yeah. Those are huge.
But these archaeologists, they did some digging and stuff, and they found this giant, giant tunnel under it. And cool. They went in there and found all these really ancient artifacts. They even found a stone that looks like it has a map on it. And if you get a satellite image of this place, there's two other mountains that have a pyramid shape yes! to them. So, but they're also perfectly aligned.
This is so
cool. And it's just
cool.
Like, what's happening?
When did this get discovered? You know,
early 2000s, I think.
Golly,
I don't know.
Golly, man. Like, what's up? Okay, why pyramids? Why that shape?
I think it's because they're energy reactors, right? It's yeah. Because it's like pulling energy.
I forget about that. They were literally solar panels. Basically.
I heard a religious theory about pyramids, in that, you know, the Bible teaches about Jesus being the chief cornerstone.
Oh.
When you think about a pyramid, there's only a singular cornerstone.
Mm.
It's the top.
Yeah. And then you have, dude, the symbolism with our dollar bills and stuff.
Yeah.
Pyramids have a very important symbol. I mean, like, a meaning.
It's just so weird that every single culture had a giant pyramid.
And it's a mysterious, like, origin to all of the pyramids.
Yeah.
Except for the one in Memphis, Tennessee.
Bass Pro,
baby. Best one in the world!
Do you think that the Egypt guy was just like, because obviously the Egyptian pyramids are just a rip off of this pyramid because of
I don't
age
know, but this, that, what's his name?
Scale.
It was like Zahi. Yeah. Zahi. He's the one that they discovered, like, there's a tunnel system under the Sphinx and he's blocked it off, and he's basically the Egyptian government. Like, they'll do whatever he says. And like, he's like the gatekeeper of any new discoveries in Egypt, unless he's the one that discovers them. But he has his whole life's work of, like, this is how it happened. This is like the history of the pyramids and all that stuff. But they're finding more and more stuff that contradicts what he has said.
Yeah.
So that's why he's like, no, you can't do that. You can't dig that up. And it's just like,
I'm calling for a revolution.
Yeah.
Why are we letting these one dudes gatekeep the history of the world?
Yeah.
Guys, we're four people right here.
Yeah.
There's 100 people in this building.
You know that kid that made fun of me on TikTok?
Yeah.
Go Bleke.
Yeah. I still don't know how to say it. Go Bleke?
It's like,
I don't know.
TP or something?
I said like Go Bleke.
Yeah.
And he's like, Go Bleke, Go Bleke.
Go Bleke Tepe. I'll do that again.
Anyways, yeah. He was making fun of me.
Go Beckley.
Go Beckley.
Yeah. You guys That's are going to love, the fans are going to love this story because
yeah.
We're on to something. And he's Because he's employed by who?
I forget.
The Smithsonian.
Oh, that's right.
That booger.
Yes.
He works for the Smithsonian.
He's discrediting you. You're the new Alex Jones.
No, that's right. No, hold on.
Here's the thing with the Smithsonian. They're hiding goblins in the dungeons.
They're trying to silence me.
You know who runs the Smithsonian? The Clintons. Oh, a.k.a. the lizards.
But yeah, he, like, I saw in the comment section, like, he totally discredits Graham Hancock.
Yeah.
And, like, in the comment section, all these people were like, yeah, Graham Hancock, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude, but, like...
Have you been on Rogan, guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're making discoveries every single day that contradicts old history, you know? And it's like, I don't... It's like, we can get into the whole, like, Smithsonian thing, man, but, like, the bones of giants disappearing stuff and like
let's do like a big chunk on the Smithsonian like kind of like all the conspiracies behind that.
I have a conspiracy theory about the bones of giants missing and involving the DNA of Nephilim.
Uh-oh.
Really?
But, yeah, I'll get into it.
Okay. Maybe the government wants to reproduce them or something.
Maybe something like
clone
that. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about. I want to talk about that book I came across recently.
Yeah, that's a wild topic.
Yeah.
People are going to be excited for that, but also...
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to talk about it.
Important to talk about it.
Yeah.
Give a warning.
Let's play devil's advocate real quick.
Okay.
Maybe we shouldn't know.
Why?
About all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because it would so disrupt the status quo, is it worth? Like, yeah. if what we are discovering... Like, what if it's so impactful and debilitating that people just, like, stop working and the economy goes to trash?
Yeah.
Or mayhem ensues.
Mm.
It's better to believe the lie.
It's possible, depending on what the lie is the truth is.
It's kind of like the mummy, like the movie. You don't want to dig that stuff up because then... Zombies. Bad stuff gets out and bad stuff happens.
It's just like those guys opening up that like the sarcophagus or whatever that is out in Egypt, like literally in the desert, like with no protection around.
Yeah.
It's like you're just opening up a whole other realm right now to everybody.
What if the ZB guy or whatever his name is, what if he discovered that the pyramids are actually the chambers, the elevators, if you will, into
Hollow Earth.
The Hollow Earth. And then if you dig up too much, then all of a sudden we're gonna have
Giant
spiders.
I don't trust any of that. I think there is some ancient history or ancient things, technologies that have been discovered that the globalist elitists of the world don't want to get out because it would ruin everything they've built. To gain power.
Yeah, and money and stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking like the free energy.
Yeah.
Like
free
Tesla energy. And like the Maxwell from Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if everyone had free energy, oil industry collapses, you know, like
a lot of people are losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of people that want to keep that money.
Do you see where Maxwell lives now?
No.
He moved to California. He said, "Africa rejected me. California is my home."
Uh oh.
Dude, why wouldn't what's his face? Elon Musk.
Yeah, reach out to him.
He's got his own company now.
He needs to protect that guy.
What if...
Elon Musk is a bad guy?
No, I don't think so.
I think every billionaire's got to be a bad guy in one, like, a little bit, right?
Maybe. But what if Elon Musk, you know, they just recalled basically every Tesla in the United States?
That's wild.
What if he's changing everything out to where he's like, hey, guess what? You don't have to charge it anymore.
Could you imagine?
Because of Maxwell's technology.
That would be the wildest thing. Like, it's like, oh, this is so inconvenient. Everyone starts like, and then the stock tanks. And then like, no joke, it just skyrockets.
That would be something Elon would do too.
Yeah.
Totally.
He's, so like, edgy. He's
like, we got to recall this every single Tesla in the US. And they're like, what?
So if you get rich on trading Tesla stock based on this information, share the love.
Yeah, please.
Dude, listen, if I were Elon Musk, I would have round-the-clock security. I would have somebody tasting my food.
He drives in a bulletproof car.
He's worth $244 billion. But do you know how expensive his house is?
He lives in like a little trailer, thing, right?
A $50,000 house.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I was like, that's just awesome. I love that.
Everybody's ripping on Jeff Bezos on that clock thing, but I'm like shook to my core about it. I just keep thinking
there's something to it.
Yeah.
That's too much money to be like. It's not like an R pro. This guy who was doing the clock has had this idea since like 86.
Yeah.
And so Jeff is like basically the one that's funding it.
Right.
But it's like, what is there? And someone says it's a time machine.
The idea is that once it does outlast humanity, whatever civilization eventually does populate the earth, it's like a living, it'll show them just how advanced our technology was.
It's called the 10,000 year clock. And so apparently it clicks every year or every 10 years. So I don't know. It's wild, man. Hey, but you know what we got to get into? Our top five movies of 2023.
I forgot.
Lily?
No, she got her list.
Down.
Oh.
She forgot that we were going to do it.
I forgot we're doing it.
I did the top 10 because I'm an overachiever.
Because you have the capability of watching a lot of movies.
I have the same capabilities that you do.
Not really.
You don't do nearly the amount of work Josh and I do.
That's true, but still.
No, we only get like an hour and a half a day to watch a movie.
Make time. Okay. Stay up late.
Get up early. This exercise did show me that I need to be watching more movies.
I wake up at 3 a.m. every single day to watch three movies before work. Because I'm that committed to the cinematic history of our culture.
Who wants to go first? You want me to go first?
You go first.
That's why I just asked.
No, you go first.
That's what I said.
I know, but I'm saying I don't want to go first. I think you should go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, I would prefer that.
All right.
Actually, can you go first before?
Yeah, I can go first. You?
I'll go.
Okay.
Do you actually have a list?
I do have a list.
Okay, you go first.
Andrew's first.
I've only watched, we said top five, and I have only watched five movies that came out in 2023.
Yeah, the rule is they have to be released in 2023.
I know.
So, and all of us.
That's the rule.
All of us have not watched enough movies, and that's including me, too.
There's so many on the list I want to watch.
Especially December.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many that came out just this month.
So I'll give you my list really quick. Fast 10, I couldn't even finish. Terrible. Worst movie from 2023. I had to try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason Momoa looked funny in it.
It was horrible. Avatar, we went and saw it in theaters.
That came out in
2023?
Yes. That came in December 2022. But we'll give it to you.
That's close enough.
But we did our Avatar episode in January, that counts.
Didn't think it was great. That's fourth place. Ant-Man and the Wasp, basic. Oppenheimer, pretty good.
Yeah.
Couple complaints.
What's number one? If Oppenheimer's not your number one.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, that's nice. Good. Yeah, that's a fun one.
That's my last one.
It's on your list.
It is on my, I only watched.
Okay, I'll go.
Please go.
I should put them in order then, right? Of like my favorite.
Yeah, definitely. All right,
I'll just
at least number one.
Right, typically I have a number one. Work.
I guess. The top five, that does make sense.
I bet yours is the same, Dad.
No, I don't think it is. I'll do my number five. Is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the same so far.
Is it?
Yeah, don't.
Oh. Yeah. My number four is They Clone Tyrone.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
is that
you have Backyard to watch it.
Against? I watched it when you guys were off doing something. No, it's not the Backyard Against.
It's a Netflix original, and it's really so good. And it really is an original idea. It's so fun. Acting's incredible in it.
My number three is Killers of the Flower Moon.
Nice. I haven't seen that one yet.
My number two is The Covenant. Nice. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Guy Ritchie, baby.
And my number one is Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom, baby.
We have three the same.
Let's hear yours.
Really?
Five, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yes.
Are you even surprised it's on my list?
Yes.
Four, Barbie. I loved Barbie. Three, Killers of the Flower Moon. Two, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. I absolutely loved that.
That's the
Ralph Fiennes short that Wes Anderson did on Netflix.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah. Would you consider that a movie?
It said it was a movie when I Googled it.
Short film, I guess.
Oppenheimer.
Nice.
Number one.
Okay.
My eyes.
My number 10. I started at 10. I went 10, guys. I was already making a top 10 list anyway. All right. Number 10 is The Killer. That came out on Netflix.
Shoot. Yeah. I got to watch that. I'm going to take notes while you're talking.
Number 9 is Blackberry. Incredible acting in that
good?
Movie. So stinking good. Very good. I almost, it's better than Air for sure. Like that one that came out always on. Number 8, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Number 7, No One Will Save You. That alien movie on Hulu where she doesn't talk. It's really good. Number six, John Wick 4. Number five, Talk to Me. One of the most terrifying movies I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the smile freak, one?
No, no, it's the smile. Hand.
No, that's the hand one.
You saw it?
Yeah, it's so... I watched it by myself and it was so terrifying. I do not recommend doing that. Number four, I thought you were going to forget it, but I'm so glad you did. They Clone Tyrone.
Yes.
I love that movie. Number three, Oppenheimer.
Oh,
number two, Barbie. Loved Barbie.
Barbie beat Oppenheimer.
Dude, as far as experience and favorites go, I watched it with Kelsey on her birthday, and we were having a blast, and we laughed literally the whole time, and it was such a blast. It was such a good movie. And number one, Spider-Verse. Across the Spider-Verse. That one is really good. I cannot wait for the last one.
I still haven't seen any of the animated Spider-Mans.
You've got to watch them.
It's really impressive.
Have you seen them?
She just hates anything.
I'm telling you,
superhero stuff.
It is in a whole other league of its own. It's a new type of cinema.
Is this what Ada likes?
Yeah.
The cartoon?
It's an animated movie.
It's good, Lil.
It's literally everyone's and like every person who's ever looked at it. Like it's in literally the top five movies of everyone's list everywhere. Who likes movies, Lily?
It like did almost $500 million in the box office. It's like one of the top five grossing movies of 2023.
Listen, what makes animated movies so great is that you can take any idea and you don't have to CGI it and like act it out. Like it's real and it's so good. And that the music in those ones, the art styles, it's absolutely phenomenal. The storytelling is incredible.
I bet you if I saw Napoleon, it would be my number two.
So I put Killers of the Flower Moon and Napoleon in my list as to be determined.
Dude, you're going
to
love
Killers of the Flower Moon. If only we could have saw it in theaters.
Is that why you look at me?
If only we could have seen Napoleon in theaters.
How is this my fault?
Because we normally Lily, go see these movies together.
Let's reenact this. Let's reenact
it. They're his children too.
And he would have found a babysitter for him.
Yep.
He should have.
Yeah, you probably should have. You probably should have Josh. Hey, I got a babysitter.
Wait, he's going to stop it.
I'm sorry. You're right. You should have done it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not the man's job to watch the kids.
Yeah. We're supposed to go out there and chop wood and
watch
kill
movies.
Animals.
Make bacon.
And watch Napoleon.
And perform blood sacrifices.
Yeah.
Start
the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Buy an island with all the elites. That's what guys do.
Yeah.
Is it still in theaters?
Napoleon? But it's not in the IMAX.
Probably. What was it that they chose instead of putting Napoleon in IMAX?
Oh.
It was some kid movie. It was Wish.
Wish and Trolls.
Trolls. I was like, what are we doing?
Wish and Trolls took up all of the IMAX theaters.
Oh, wild. That would be really cute, though. Tomorrow to take the girls to go see Trolls.
Oh, the animated movie? The cartoon?
For the children.
Really? Wow.
We should go see Napoleon. I'll be Pedro. You can be Napoleon. And you can be someone else.
You're Kip. I'll be the llama.
There we go.
Perfect.
Tina.
I want to do Taekwondo. Oh, what is his name? Rex. Rex.
But not as much as you see.
Hey, we got some fan mail. We haven't had fan mail in a while. You want to open this one? Which one do you want?
Still love technology.
Or this one's already opened. Never mind. Hey, whoever sent us this one. Marcelo from Texas. Thank you for the Christmas card.
Please open on podcast.
Please open on podcast. Says, hey, my name is Marcelo. I am writing to... love to you two special people I have never met to send you a holiday blessing. Make sure your holidays sparkle with joy and laughter.
Aww, look at that cute little writing.
Does it say to two special
people? It's probably it's like a 34-year-old writing like that, but let's go.
Dear Josh, Andy, Andrew, and Lily, thank you guys for making the funniest podcast ever. I live in Kentucky and watch your podcast every Friday. You guys are absolutely the best. I'm homeschooled, and I love your jokes about homeschoolers. My youth group.
You would, you homeschooler.
My youth group buys your t-shirts. Yeah!
Let's go. Nice.
And they are the softest. SundayCool.com, where we have the softest tees, says this person. Who's it? What's the name?
You just wrote that letter.
Gracie Reynolds.
But then, thank you for all that you guys do. I also work at a Christian summer camp called Camp Calvary.
Cool.
And she did her own plug in her
Come on, Gracie. It's
kycampcalvary.com.
Wow. Nice.
Can't blame her for trying.
I'm 14 and will turn 15 on January 9th. Hey, happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
P.S. A question for the episode. Do trees really do anything?
That's funny.
That's a good question.
They don't do enough.
If you guys had to choose to be in a movie, what movie would it be and who would you play?
I want to be Wonka.
Mm. Well, you'd be good at that.
I want to be Wonka.
I want to...
Or the fat kid in the tube at Wonka.
Mm.
Either one, I feel like I'd be happy.
What would you choose if you had to be in a movie? Know.
Probably like a Disney princess, like Mulan or something.
Nice.
Schmeagol.
Schmeagol.
I'd do Bug's Life and I'd be the caterpillar.
Be the little butterfly.
Look at me, I'm a butterfly. Dude,
Bug's Life is so underrated.
I know.
Dude, it's
one of the best Pixar movies ever.
Remember when Ants came out with it as well, like the same year?
Yeah. See, that's I'm also fascinated. Have you seen like those money grab movies where they'll take, like they know something is really popular coming out, so they're like, okay, let's come up with our own type of theme. Like The Prestige, The Illusionist came out.
I know,
weird. Right before that, because like, but even though Prestige has been in production longer, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's funny how they try to grab that stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder how it like, where the inception is, because you think about like right now in Sunday Cool, like we're trying to figure out what's hot, and it's like, do you get a panel together, like a focus group?
Yeah.
And for movie makers, they're like, what are you interested in right now? And one guy's like, man, I'm really into like magic.
I'm really into ants. Like,
yeah.
I love bugs. Mary's like, yeah, me too. I love it.
It's probably a bunch of kids. They probably do that all the time, I bet.
Yeah. Wow.
Like focus groups.
I think it was a bunch of drugs in an ant farm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Before we go, I wanted to talk about this real quick because I don't know anything about it, but it's really weird.
Yeah.
That James Yu guy. James Yu or James Wu? That guy whose house blew up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Have you seen that?
No, I know nothing.
Okay, so this guy, I think he's Chinese-American, I think. But supposedly, something happened to where he was like, the story is that he was like shooting flares in front of his house. Like he was like...
In distress?
Or just, no, like it was in a neighborhood. And he's just like acting all crazy and stuff. Cops show up. They drive the SWAT car through his wall. And there's a video of it. The house blows up. And they're like, he died. And then he, James Yu or Wu, comes on.
He's like, I'm not dead.
On the comments and stuff. He's like, I'm not dead.
What?
He said, they're trying to kill me.
Who?
Look at the video. It's wild, man. And this is like.
So apparently he was head of security for CFIUS, which I don't know what that is. Can you look that up? CFIUS.
What do you think it stands for?
Committee of Foreign Investment in the United States.
Yeah.
What are we investing in?
But he talked about like some of his stuff. Like they're trying to like delete all of his information off the interwebs.
The founder was Gerald Ford.
Ooh.
I think that was the president.
What?
Yeah, he was the president.
Yeah. but he was like making claims of like, they've already killed my mother. They've killed my sister. They're trying to kill me.
No.
He says because of the information I've seen and like all this really, really weird stuff.
Why are we blowing up houses though? Seems a little on the nose,
well,
right?
Like, what's this year? I swear I've seen like there's, four houses
yeah, there's,
blow up.
I know three that I've seen like that absolutely in suburban, regular homes, $1 million homes blowing up. Not just like a tiny, like, catastrophic. Like,
yeah,
there's been an epidemic of people who aren't monitoring the what do you call it?
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Literally, the way she popped up.
But let's just go down the conspiracy.
James, you.
You, okay.
Us.
The concern. If these people do know something and the government's like, got to get them out of here.
Yeah.
They're not even being discreet about it now. They're just blowing up houses.
That's my thing. It's like...
And not explaining what's happening. Like, that one that blew up and it, like, blew up the other house, too, next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a bunch of people died.
Yeah.
They said it was because of the water heater.
Get real.
Yeah.
It's obviously, I don't... Like, I know nothing up. About it, but
there's
that seems
no
impossible.
House
except now, like, how possible is that?
It's not.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know enough.
It's their new fear.
I'm dumb when it comes to that kind of stuff, but there's that can't be possible.
No.
To level a house because of a water heater?
Yeah, because everybody checks the pressure gauge on their water heater frequently.
Yeah, every day.
Yep.
I do.
We don't do that.
What? You
I
don't?
I check it every day.
No.
Lily, your house is in danger if you don't do that.
What are you guys trying to do right
now? You've never checked the pressure on your water heater.
No. I check it literally every day.
What do you do?
Yes, I do. When you walk past it, you just walk past it.
Whenever I'm going in and getting water, I check it.
You lie.
Every time, every time you take a shower, you haven't once checked
it. This is real.
You haven't once checked it.
Guys, you're going to give me a panic attack. What are you talking about right now?
Lily.
Nobody does that.
You have kids in your house. When I'm not home, you don't check it?
Shut up.
Thank goodness he's checking it.
Goodness gracious, Lil.
That's crazy.
No, we don't check. We don't check it. I don't even know how you check it.
You
can you? Thank you for running with that.
He's like, you're lying.
What are you talking
about? You're lying.
About?
That wasn't even like a fun gaslighting. It was like getting aggressive. You're endangering your family. You love your kid.
You're so selfish.
She starts crying. We still don't let up. Yeah, you guys went way too far.
We continue into the half episode. It just cuts. And we do 30 minutes of just yelling at her.
Oh, my gosh.
No, how dare you?
But yeah, James, you, that's super weird.
Is my vein popping out of my forehead?
What?
What are they trying to hide? Where are they trying to hide?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know, man. Cause it's, man, I don't know.
Yeah. What are we investing in?
Hmm?
What are we investing in that's so secret?
Oh yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
are they trying to produce fear though? Like, hey, mess with us. We're not going to just, you know, just take you out silently. It's like, we're gonna blow your house up, dude.
What a way to go, though.
It's weird.
Did the guy that was in the police car that ran into the house, he died probably, right?
I don't think so. Really? That's what's weird.
It was a Cybertruck?
Nope.
Oh.
Anyways, we're gonna talk about something very scary on the half episode.
Yeah.
This was kind of a scary episode.
No.
You've been scaring me a lot.
Why are you doing what do you mean?
With your research.
Yeah.
Ease up.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I mean, we talked about a pyramid. And then we talked about driving on the left side of the road. And then we talked about an altar of the Timucua where they killed people. And then the Rockefellers built their house on top of the altar. And there might have been some weird seance, creepy stuff.
Baby sacrifices. Baby sacrifices. Baby sacrifices.
And then we talked about
that's okay.
That. That's not that scary. Come on. Right, guys?
That was our Ninjas of Butterflies recap. That brought to you by Josh.
Yeah.
That'll be the hook. We'll play that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, make sure to go to patreon.com/ Ninjas of Butterflies. Ninjas or Butterflies.
Type that out.
New Year.
And Happy New Year.
Have a happy one.
And make sure to go to sendycoolswag.com and get our new man fighting the robots, the AI.
We will win.
Yep.
I believe that we will win.
Yes, yes, yes. I believe that we will win. Yes, yes, yes.
We will defeat the robots.
Yes, yes, yes. Make sure to give us 5 stars on everything.
Please tell a friend about the show. We're almost there, guys. We're almost to 1 million.
Almost there.
You guys will know how close we are because we're filming this a little bit before. So you're going to know how close we are. All you got to do is just send this... send this video to your text, to your friends,
like
whatever.
You said the same thing like 4 times in a row.
Just reiterate it because it's very important. We're trying to put emphasis on it. Get it done.
Yep.
Easy for you to say.
You will know. You will know.
Love you, everyone. I love you.
I love you more.
Ninjas.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly.
I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ha! Ninjas are
dead. Jekyll Island.
Jekyll Island.
Hi.
Timucua people. Giant Americans.
Ooh. Scary.
Terrifying.
We lost it. It sounded good at first.
I'm scared. You guys are so musical today.
Oh, are we?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.